بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واتل عليهم نبأ الذي آتيناه آياتنا فانسلخ منها فأتبعه الشيطان فكان من الغاوين. صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable ulama, respected Huffaz, elders and brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin with the praises of Allah Rabbul Alameen, that Allah who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, leader, mentor, teacher and our guide, Nabiya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, the 30th of July in South Africa is generally regarded as a day of friendship. It's called the Day of Friendship Day. And the first Sunday in August, the 2nd of August, that would be the 2nd in our terms, this Sunday, is regarded as International Friendship Day. And I was thinking, what should I speak on this Friday? And that gave me an idea, and it inspired me to speak on friendship in the light of Quran and Hadith. Inspired me to speak on friendship in the light of Quran and Hadith. And I came across an amazing quote that Imam Auza'i rahmatullah alayhi makes mention of. And in his book he writes, there are 12 levels of friendship. My time would not allow me to discuss that. Inshallah, one day when we get a chance, we will discuss the 12 levels of friendship he speaks of in his book. But nevertheless, he mentioned an amazing thing when he starts his introduction to this book. He says, a time will come. A time will come in which the rarest thing of that era would be a good friend. The rarest thing in that era would be a good friend. And he goes on to mention, and he says, I don't fear the enemy who will attack me. I fear the fake friend who will still hug me. I don't fear the enemy who will attack me, but I fear the fake friend who still hugs me. Nevertheless, my respected elders and friends, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created us. Instinctively, naturally, we incline towards relationships and friendships. And we need to understand that it is these relationships and friendships that are synonymous to our temperaments. They shape our thinking and they influence our decisions. It is for this very reason that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that al-mar'u ala deeni khalili. He said, Al-mar'u ala deeni khalili. A man is upon the religion of his friend. A man is upon the religion of his friend. فَلْيَنْدُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ أو كما قال, hence be careful, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who you take as your friends. Look at the comprehensive and the prophetic words of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here he mentions that a person will not adopt the creed and the thinking or the habits or the indication of his parents or siblings, but rather a person will embrace the thinking of his friends and his peers. So be very careful who you take as your friend. Oh, my tablet gave up here. Stabler don't want to be my friend. Where's my son Yusuf? So be very careful who you take as your friend. Just give me a second, my brothers. So be very wise, be very calculated, and be very methodical before you befriend. Why? Because in essence, you're putting your whole value system online. And that's the focus of my talk today, that how many a times people would say that he was my friend, but he's no more my friend. Or how many a times a friendship was a means of attaining the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how many a times a friendship was the cause of destruction of somebody. So my respected brothers, we live in an environment of evil. And we live in an environment where there is pressure from peers and friends. And we are people who get easily influenced. So what does it mean? It means that your individual piety is at risk if you're only concentrating and relying upon your own individual piety. What happens is that the environment impacts upon us. People we surround ourselves with impacts upon us. Why is it so easy for anyone to do good deeds in Ramadan? Why? Because there's an environment of goodness. Everybody is doing good. Yourself, your family, your friends, everybody is doing good. Even if you do not want to do good, you still feel drawn towards doing good. Why? Because you're attracted towards the good that everybody else is doing. So in a similar manner, when things are happening in the community and which is wrong and becomes pervasive and it prevails, it impacts upon you and your environment. If no effort takes place towards communal goodness, it will then have an effect on you. And the age and the time that we are going through, the environment that surrounds us, and the people that we mingle with and the people that we associate with, that directly impacts and affects us. Ibrahim alayhi salam, who was one of the ulul adam, the four great anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, who you and I know passed every test with flying colors, who was known as Khalilullah, he was known as the friend of Allah, he made one amazing dua which many of us don't even think of. We know of all his other du'as, but he made an amazing du'a in which he told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَاجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَن نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ, that Allah protect me and my offspring from idol worship. Why? Because the environment and the people that he was associating with were idol worshippers. He opened his eyes in a house where his father was an idol merchant. So the constant fear that we must not become the victim of outside influences urged him to make this dua. My respected elders and friends, there is an amazing story of how environment and how friends influence our thinking and our actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings this attention in the Quran al-Kareem, and very briefly I will try to respond on it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the story of Bal'am ibn Ba'ula. Now he was a very learned and a pious man from the Banu Israel. And he was granted divine knowledge. And together with divine knowledge, he was known for his powerful prayers. What me and you call a mustajab al-du'a. A person whose du'as are readily accepted. However, he eventually went astray due to the presence of pressure from his peers, his friends, and the environment. Imagine he was a mustajab al-du'a. He was a person who just had to lift his hands and Allah accepted his du'a. But because of the pressure of environment and friends, he went astray. Very briefly, when Musa alayhi salam approached the land of Jabbarin after Pharaoh's defeat, the Jabbarin asked Bal'am to pray against Musa alayhi salam to stop their advance. He knew Musa alayhi salam. Bal'am knew who Musa alayhi salam was. He knew he was a Nabi. He knew that a Nabi gets divine support. And he knew a Nabi is under the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So initially he refused. But later, he gave into pressure, wealth, and because of the influence of his wife. So even the spouse that you are living with, even your husband or your wife can have an influence on you. In fact, there was an amazing anecdote I read with regard to this. A father once comes to a very wise man, just going off track a little bit, and he asked the sage, and he asks this wise man, this learned man, he says, advise me with regard to the upbringing of my child. Advise me with regard to the upbringing of my child. How should I bring up my son? SubhanAllah. So this wise man asked him a question. And he said, how old is your child? How old is your child? So he said, he's 7 months old. How old is he? 7 months old. This wise man replied, he said, you left it too late. You left it too late. You should have come to me when you were choosing his mother. You should have come to me when you should have come to me? When you were choosing his mother, then you should have come ask me for this advice. My respected elders and friends, nevertheless, Bal'am gave in to the influence of his wife, to the influence of his friends, and he lost all his spiritual power in a most humiliating manner in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in the Quran, فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبَ. Allah says, we made an example of him like the example of a dog. If you attack him, he pens. If you leave him alone, he still pens. And Mufassirin mentioned in further misguidance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that his tongue used to protrude all the time like that of a dog. My respected elders and friends, there is an amazing narration that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says of friends, every relationship, every bond, every connection will end up in enmity on the day of Qiyamah. Except for that which was for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be eternal. And Hafiz ibn Kathir has reproduced a discourse. Listen to this, my friends. When I read it last night, it amazed me. I said, how careful a person has to be when he chooses his friends. So Hafiz ibn Kathir has reproduced a discourse of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu that is narrated by Abdul Razzaq in his Musannaf and by Ibn Abi Hatim regarding two Muslim friends and friends. Two Muslim friends and two non-Muslim friends. So he goes on and he says, خَلِيلَانِ مُؤْمِنَانِ
وَخَلِيلَانِ كَافِرًا.
That one of the Muslim friends died when he was given the glad tidings of paradise. And he recollected his friend, who was a close friend of his, and he supplicated in favor of his friend. Today a man goes on a holiday, he forgets. A man gets promoted, he forgets. A man's bank balance increases, he forgets. He gets a little extra income, he forgets. But look at the bond of two people for the pleasure of Allah. So this man gets entered into paradise, and he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, "Oh Allah, that friend of mine I had in this dunya, he used to advise me to obey you and to obey the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he used to direct me towards virtue, and he used to prevent me from vices. And he kept on reminding me that one day I would have to meet you. So, oh Allah, do not misguide him after my demise, so that he may also witness the scenes of paradise as you have shown me, and be pleased with him as you have been pleased with me." This is the conversation that this pious friend has, who passed away, with regard to his friend who is alive. So in reply, Allah Ta'ala tells him, "If you know what reward I have stored for your friend, you will weep less and you will laugh more. ثُمَّ يَمُوتُ الْآخَرِ. Later the second friend also dies, and both of the souls get together, and Allah Ta'ala directs each one of them that they praise each other, and each one of them, they will say about the other that he is the best of my brother, he is the best of my companion, and he is the best of my friend. Then my respected elders and friends, وَإِذَا مَاتَ أَحَدُ الْكَافِرِينَ. As against this, when one of the non-Muslim friends dies, or one of a friend who disobeyed the commands of Allah, he dies, he will be told to go to hell. And he will recollect, and he will supplicate, and he says, "Oh Allah, I had a friend. I had a friend. He used to instruct me to disobey you and your messenger. He used to direct me towards vices. When it was time for salah, he never used to tell me to go for salah. And he used to prevent me from virtues. And he used to tell me that I would never meet you. So, oh Allah, do not give him guidance after me, so that he may also see the scenes of hell, as you have also shown it to me, and be displeased with him, just as you have been displeased with him. Later, when the other friend will also have died, both their souls will get together and they will be directed to each other, and each one will say to the other, he is the worst of brother, he is the worst of companion, he is the worst of friend." My respected elders and friends, do not ever underestimate peer pressure. Every single one of us take pressure from friends and peers. So there is Uqba bin Mu'ayth that is mentioned. What does he do? He foolishly agrees to influence his friends. His friends tell him, leave. So Allah sends Jibreel alayhi salam with the Quran, explaining the regret of his friend on the day of Qiyamah, when he will see Jannah and Jahannam and the torment of Jahannam, and he will say, وَيَوْمَ يَعُضَّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ ذَيَدَيْهِ يَكُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِ اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ. So my respected elders and friends, to avoid falling into the trap of peer pressure, we need to choose. Then the example of Umayyah bin Khalaf, who became displeased, and despite the justification that he only did it to impress, that's why he brought Islam, Uqba told him, "If you want to remain my friend, then go and spit on the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." My respected elders and friends, because of that, he will bite his hands in regret. He will try every possible avenue and divert the punishment. Then he will realize that it's inevitably to come to him. He will say, "Ya waylata laytani lam attakhidh fulanan khalila." If only I wish I never befriended this man. Or am I right that there will be millions of Uqba cursing millions of Umayyas whose friendship had turned them away from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? On the contrary, my friends, those who meet for the sake of Allah, those who love for the sake of Allah, and those who depart for the sake of Allah, only drawing the pleasure of Allah in every meeting of theirs, they will have the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. And also, my friends, when you see who is a true friend, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was asked this question, Qila ya Rasulallah, ayyu julasa'ana khayrun? What an amazing question. He said, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that who is the best of friends? The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, when you see him, you are reminded of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Man dhakarakum Allah ru'yatahu wa zada fi ilmikum mantiqahu. And when he speaks, your knowledge increases. Not about sports, not about politics, not about what's happening in the community, not about the latest gossip. No, your knowledge increases about Allah and His Nabi. No, the knowledge of Allah and His deen and His actions remind you of Akhirah. His actions remind you of Akhirah. That is the friend that you ought to have, my respected elders and friends. It is not important. It is not important to have a long list of friends on Facebook and WhatsApp. It is not important to have a long list of friends on Facebook and WhatsApp. It is important to have a friend who can read your face like a book and ask what's up. Who can read your face like a book and ask what's up. My respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it such that we become friends to people and they become friends to us, who remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Making a million friends is not a miracle. The miracle is to make a friend that will stand by you when millions are against you. When millions are against you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us such friends. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us such people who are more about the akhirah of his friend than concerned about the dunya of his friends. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Once again, we take this opportunity to request our beautiful congregation to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amazing. The sadaqah that we give, my brothers, let us not underestimate it. One is, it is a blessing. Charity does not decrease wealth. Charity increases wealth. It is a cure. The Nabi of Allah said, treat the sick with charity. Subhanallah. Treat the sick with charity. It is a means of expiation of sin. It extinguishes sins just as water extinguishes fire. It is a shade on the day of judgment. Every person will be under the shade of the charity until judgment is passed. So don't take the spending in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lightly. And it is a protection. It protects yourself from the fire, even if that is given in charity. And it is a sign of iman. Charity is a sign of the proof of faith. So make this appeal to our respected congregation to spend generously on the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد يا عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بالتقوى الله فإن التقوى الله خير زاد للعبد في دنياه وآخرة أيها المؤمنون إن الصداقة الصالح من أعظم نعم الله على العبد فبها يثبت على الطاعة ويكوى على الخير ويبتدئ عن المعاصي والزلل قال الله تبارك وتعالى الأخلاء يومئذ بعضهم لبعض عدو إلا المتقين وقال سبحانه وتعالى يا ويلتى ليتني لم أتخذ فلانا خليلا لقد أضلني عن الذكر بعد إذ جاءني وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل الجليس الصالح والجليس السوء كمثل حامل المسك ونافخ الكبير أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام فيا عباد الله اختاروا الصاحب الذي يدلكم على الخير ويذكركم بالله ويأخذ بأيديكم إلى الطاعة وينهاكم عن المنكر بالحكمة والموئظة الحسنة أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المظلومين والمستضعفين في كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن المنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقيم الصلاة الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارك مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأهلنا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.